This is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
At 8:31, Monday, March 27th, switching now live to a congressman, 6th District Congressman Greg Pence is my guest. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the time again today.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
How was your weekend? Was it fine? Was it lovely? Or was it a little squishy?
Well, we had a family wedding. A niece got married, and so it was a great time, a long weekend, but lots of fun. I was out in D.C. till Friday evening, landed in time to go to the rehearsal dinner, and got home yesterday evening. I'm home, and I'm getting on the 11:18 back to D.C. for a week of fun and games.
Let's speak of last week's fun and games. It seemed like everybody had the same sort of theme when we were talking about TikTok to the CEO, including you, when you had your 5 minutes. What did you choose to say to the TikTok CEO, and how did you feel about the outcome of that meeting?
Well, I kind of took a shot. Steve, I had reached out to the 6th District 10 hours before the hearing and said, anybody got stories they want to share with TikTok? And got 850 stories that would curl your hair.
Wow.
Talking about the perverts, the drug dealers, the child traffickers, the things that we got, the information we got that I shared with the chairman, CEO, and shared with my peers during the hearing. It was absolutely disgusting. I don't like Big Tech to begin with. They steal your information, steal the radio's information. They steal all of the listeners' information. And I said to the CEO, Chu, I said, you know, this is the 32nd congressional hearing we've had, and every single time you and other Big Tech companies said, We're gonna clean this up. We're gonna make sure that 13-year-old girls aren't reached out. Old pervert guys that want to meet them, or the drug dealers want to sell them drugs. But it never gets done. And I said, after 32 hearings on this, it's time that we make you pay us money for taking our information and coming into our lives, because nothing else seems to matter. We got to get your attention to do something about this. And I know this is a free speech conversation, but they're doing it with impunity, Steve. You know, it makes them lots of money.
What do you think will happen, if anything, about this?
Well, there are other countries doing other things. I mean, there are other countries that have kind of tuned this up and kind of corralled the big tech. Of course, for the listeners, TikTok is run, owned, and controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, during the hearing last week, while Mr. Chu wanted to deny that, we found many times my peers and I, both Democrats and Republicans, it was very, very, very bipartisan, all called him on the lies he was trying to spew and the separation he was trying to do. Other countries have taxed and forced these. There's privacy laws that have been put in place. We don't have them here in the United States. That's a venue. But I think we need to get in their pocket. I think we need to tax them. If you're not going to do what we say, we're going to make you pay, and then we'll take care of it.
Congressman Greg Pence is my guest on the new WMUN Delaware County Today, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the others. You're on Energy and Commerce, and I guess passing 19 bills recently, a mixture of health and telecommunications and more. Tell us about some of that work, sir.
That's right. This is going to be the energy week. Lower energy costs is called HR1, and that will be the bill that we will be debating and voting on by the end of this week. I had a number of bills that go into that, bills in subcommittees and committees then form a larger bill. And the whole goal here is to ease the permitting, let us get energy independent again, and reduce our energy costs, whether it's our electricity, natural gas, gasoline, diesel, propane, whatever it is. We need to get those costs down. So this is, for me, while this will be a big news for a lot of maybe the listeners and a lot of the other folks, this is what I've been working on, for a couple of years and since the beginning of this 118th Congress. This is what we've spent all our time negotiating, debating, and going to hearings on. So I'm excited it's hitting the floor. The other thing, which is a lot of fun and so timely right now, Steve, is the NCAA Final Four.
Uh-huh.
We are going to have another hearing on name, image, and licensing that is occurring in NCAA sports, where players are getting paid by advertisers or outside entities, and we're going to hear more about that. I've been part of one hearing last Congress. Looking forward to where it's at right now. I'm sure we'll have the NCAA in there testifying. That's later this week.
All right.
I'm afraid they're going to ruin college sports, what they're going to do.
Boy, it's a lot different. My bracket got busted, I think, in the first week, but I think it was just because I made bad picks. This is Congressman Greg Pence. I'd like to bring up Iran and Syria and what has happened in the last several days. What are your thoughts on that situation, sir?
Steve, I'm going to absolutely say I don't know, because I was at a family wedding from Friday night till last night.
All right.
So I am afraid I haven't seen the news.
I got you. So we'll make sure.
Yeah.
You're always good about that. You don't just speak from cards. You speak from your heart, and you speak factually. And when you have news information and a thought on something, you're always good enough to share it with us. We appreciate that. One of the things I know you're probably aware of is some automotive makers are trying to stop putting AM radios in cars. And as a radio industry, we're very concerned, and I'm sure that you are too, about the emergency alert system, which is, of course, that important way that we communicate with the public on a federal level and also on a local level. Do you know of anything happening in that regard, and is there anything that you'd like to share?
So at the end of every week, Energy and Commerce, which is the committee I'm on, as you noted, we have kind of wrap-up days on what we call fly-out day. This has come up in those breakfasts, and we will be, because this would fall under energy and commerce in the telecommunications part, FCC jurisdiction. We'll watch that and we'll monitor that. There's too many reasons why AM radio, whether it's tornadoes, floods, natural disasters, you got to be able to reach everybody, not people that just are paying for some, and we won't name any services. But, I'm a big proponent for radio because, A, it's original content. B, it's about the community. I will personally fight this one. We've got to be able to reach the members of the community on a mass scale, and that's what radio does.
This is Congressman Greg Pence. Last item here. I know your time is tight, and we appreciate it. I understand last week, sir, you attended a Medal of Honor Society. I'd like you to talk about that, please.
Yeah, being a veteran and all the veterans out there, you know, when anytime anyone ever gets the opportunity to meet a Medal of Honor recipient, it'll just humble you. I got to see Sammy Davis again last week. I think it's the third time I've met him. It was a remembrance of those that have received the Medal of Honor. I think 90-some percent of them did so by giving their lives as they did that. And there were a lot of veterans there. And we talk about those Hoosiers that received the Medal of Honor in all wars going way back and got the chance to swap coins. For those of you that understand this, I have a Medal of Honor coin that I got from Sammy Davis, and I gave him one of my Indiana 6 districts. And now I was a Marine, am a Marine. Semper Fidelis means always faithful, and I'll always be faithful to the veterans.
Constituent Services, I know you always encourage people to reach out for the 6th District Congressman Greg Pence. Tell them how to do that again.
Absolutely, and particularly if you want to come out and you're from the Indiana 6th District and you're coming out this spring to D.C., it's pence.house.gov.
Always a pleasure, sir. Safe travels to you and continued good work for your constituents. Have a great week.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
bye-bye.
Very good. That's Congressman Greg Pence.